Dave's World. Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
Wow, unnecessary harmonies on Dave's World jingle today on the FM, but hey, that's what's going to happen. So I ask you a question, which is, how does an astronaut scratch his or her nose inside their spacesuit with their space helmet on?
Yeah, but me and Maria refuse to answer. We're on a work to rule. We don't get enough.
Ellen and Tracy in Cork say because the suit is an all-in-one, they can pull their hand in from the sleeve and scratch any body part. No, because imagine being able to fit your hand up inside the neck and helmet part of your... That'd be terrifying. No.
I think they mosh on and repeatedly bang their nose off the front of the helmet.
They lie face down until their nose can scratch off the glass.
Well, you're actually joking, but you're not far away from being right. There's a small Velcro patch. Or far wrong.
I wasn't joking.
Far away from being right. There's a small Velcro patch on the inside of their helmet, and they can reach their nose down and scratch it off, off the Velcro. That's how they, in fact, Space Nerd in Meath says astronauts' helmets are fitted with a pad with friction on it for scratching itchy noses. I listened to one of my favourite people ever, Commander Chris Hadfield, speak about this when I saw him at the Bord Gáis in Dublin. Yes. Although Al says, if the spaceman is called Dave Moore, he uses his fat tongue. Well, I can tongue my own nose.
Ah, Dave. That's a horrible sentence you've just said.
It's very, very useful.
Tongue my own nose.
Can you, Dermot?
No. No.
Maria, can you tongue your own nose?
Say lick rather than tongue.
I know.
Okay, well, I can lick my own
nose.
No, I
can't.
I'm doing it for the cameras now.
Look, Mommy, I'm tonguing an ice cream.
Hey, while we're talking
tongue me in the face.
While I'm talking about spacemen, I'll tell you one of my favourite bad jokes from the Dermot and Dave Live Tour 2019. What's an Italian astronaut called?
I don't know.
A specimen. A specimen. Hey, a specimen.
Sorry, is it Tuesday again?
No, I just want to throw it in there.
Takes me a week to get over that.
Hugging for 20 seconds releases oxytocin, which can make someone trust you more. So if you want to get trust around the office, go up and give everyone 20 second hugs.
That's why you hug everyone.
It's all of the only reason I do it.
You give a good hug.
He's trying to gain our trust for some reason.
I do trust him.
You would
trust
me.
I don't trust you though, Dermot. You never hug. You have shifty eyes.
No, I do hug. I just save my hugs. I don't just spend them on everybody.
For what occasion?
For the hugathon coming soon.
Hugs are awesome. In the 1800s, feeding lobsters to prisoners was considered cruel and unusual punishment because in the 1800s, people were right and they thought they were the rats of the sea, which they are. They're gross.
Lobsters are absolutely delicious.
Yeah.
Never had one.
The last lobster I had was in Vaughan's in Liscannor. Sorry, Vaughan's in Liscannor in County Clare. Absolutely freaking delicious.
So how did it go from being the rat of the sea to expensive when people say, oh, I might have lobster today, when they're trying to sound extravagant?
Some posh idiots decided that it was going to be expensive and then the price went up and that was the end of it.
There's probably less of them now as well.
Yeah, but it's been expensive for a long time, hasn't it?
Lobsters.
That's all it is, as Maria says. It's kind of the stereotype of don't order lobster. It's so expensive.
Yeah.
Not into it.
Dermot eats it all the time.
Since 1945, all British tanks have been equipped with tea making facilities. I don't like war, I don't like tanks, but I do like that fact. You can make tea inside a tank.
They're like, fire! Will you stop? You're spilling the tea everywhere, you idiot.
That's Dave's World today. It's Dermot and Damon.